Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
One, two, one, two, one, two, one, two. This is...
You say New York City.
We're rocking over the best beats in the podcast game.
Yes.
Right now.
All the time.
That's that, Oh, we can't... That's that.
You can't divulge the samples, that's, bro.
That G Moody beats.
We keep the records blacked out, like hip hop turntable.
So the I Am Rapaport podcast. Let me see where we could start here. Some of the immaculate things that have been going down with the I Am Rapaport podcast. Number one, the G Moody GoFundMe has been reached by the fans, and G Moody, why don't you just give your update and your plan. Tell everybody what you're doing with the GoFundMe from here. Give them the once over.
Well, I just want to thank all the fans for donating. I mean, it's greatly appreciated, and we've exceeded the goal. And what we're going to do right now is shop for all the materials, and we're going to build the place.
And are you planning on living in this new crib in the next... When realistically will you be living in it? Because right now it's unlivable because it's a fucking hole.
It's a shithole. January, I'll be in there.
All right. So we could look forward to possibly a spring party at the Gloom Tomb.
At the Bronx Gloom Tomb.
All right, so what else we got going on, G Monetti? We performed live, our first live show. It's apparently being called the Peter Frampton Live of Podcasts.
That's right.
The first ever G Monetti, Mike Rapp, I Am Rappaport podcast, starring the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the White Arsenio Hall, and Gerald Moody, a.k.a. the Black Ed McMahon.
Word up.
We shut shit down.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Peter Frampton live.
It was awesome.
How did you feel performing? Gerald has never been in front of a live audience.
Never.
And now it wasn't like a huge crowd at Cass's up in Brewster, New York. But it was like 100 plus. But it was, they came to see a show.
That's right. And it was good. Good people.
That made it out there that are now listening to the Iron Rapport podcast, thanks for coming out. Yes. We had a great time.
Yes, indeed.
We'll be back for another show.
Yep.
We didn't really plan out much. We didn't really know what to expect. So we just went by the seat of our pants. We had a great time.
For sure.
My voice is still fucked up.
I see, man. It's Thanksgiving, man. You've been doing a lot of drinking, a lot of talking.
I don't drink.
No, you had that rosé.
Oh, I had some rosé.
That's right.
All right, so first off, I wanted to acknowledge to the fans that G Monetti, you know, we got catfished.
Yeah.
By Fuck That Bitch.
Yeah, I saw that.
Fuck That Bitch.
It was a hoax.
On Facebook, and bring us update the people who Fuck That Bitch was, G Monetti.
He was a guy who tried to set up an account on Facebook
under the name
Fuck That Bitch. And he was getting denied, and he showed his passport.
And what did his passport say?
Fuck That Bitch. And then Facebook was checking him out, and they agreed. Oh, wow, it's a passport, so. But it was all a hoax. So Fuck That Bitch wasn't Fuck That Bitch.
Fuck That Bitch was not Fuck That Bitch? Is that what you're saying to me?
That's right. It was John Carroll or some shit.
Hold on, I'm confused. John Carroll is Fuck That Bitch?
Yeah.
But- or is Fuck That Bitch... John Carroll, you're totally confusing me.
Fuck That Bitch is John Carroll.
All right, continue going.
Fuck That Bitch
is what?
It's John Carroll.
And John Carroll wasn't allowed to get on Facebook?
Because he was Fuck That Bitch. That's why.
Hey, yo, Fuck That Bitch is in court now, yeah, under the name John Carroll?
Yeah.
Yo. Whew. That was good. That's like the who's on first, the Fuck That Bitch. Let's give it a, we're going to run with that.
Yeah, let's keep going with
that. We just came up with that right there. That's going to go down as a classic, G Monetti. We're going to call that the
Fuck That Bitch
first edition. So me and G Monetti and Shield, we've been up in here trying to working on a new topic. And the new topic is, why don't you articulate it, G Monetti?
Well, we're trying to understand what love is. And what love isn't.
Or what's not love. For instance,
love is caring for someone, right?
And, good. And not love would be
dragging a motherfucker into court. Weaponizing the children.
One at a time.
Okay, dragging.
So you're saying that something like love is...
You would never take the guy to court when you know he's a good man. You know in your heart he's a good man and he loves his children.
Is that love?
That's a show of love. Even though we're not together, I love him because he's good to his children.
Not you.
You who doesn't love him and has never loved him, when anything goes wrong, you drag him in the court. Do you have to do that? You gotta humiliate him. You gotta do it. So that's not love.
So this is gonna be a new session that we're going into.
That's right.
It's the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming live. and direct from the Manhattan Gloom Tomb. And right now we are discussing what is love and what is
not love.
Another example, G. Monetti, what is love?
What is love is caring. And when I mean caring, I mean the woman or the man is there for you no matter what you do or what condition you're in. And you know that she's there. That is love. That's a show of love. What isn't?
What is
not?
What is not love? Give another example.
Is when you're down and you may have made a mistake, a lapse in judgment. You may have strayed. And then this person just kicks you in the ass. Not one time. This can go on for 5-6 years.
Right.
Just antagonizing and terrorizing. That is not love. We have to all distinguish.
What is love?
And what is not love?
You fuck you.
Examples of the two.
Oh my goodness, man. That was good, G Monet, man. So what else you got, G Monet? We're rocking. So come on, man.
Oh, I have more.
Help me out, man. My throat.
Okay, I got you, bro. I got you.
Let's come back to that. We're gonna go raw dog here, man. So my throat is a little fucked up. So what else is crack-a-lacking, G Monetti?
I got Paris, we have a lot of shit with the terrorist shit. Everybody's kind of up in arms on that, as they should. And I was thinking, like, you know, we have a lot of Muslims in America, and, you know, they're wearing burqas and hijabs, they call them.
What is that?
Where they just covered from all you can see is their eyes, like the women and shit. And we had an incident here where postal worker saw that shit and he got fed. You know,
he got what?
He got fed up. He's like very patriotic now, you know, because people getting bombed the fuck up, right?
Right.
So, and it's a lot of propaganda going towards those people with the burqas. So he saw a lady covered from head to toe, right? All you can see is her eye. He's spit in her face.
This happened.
A postal worker in New York City saw her, and he equated the bombing with the Muslim garb. Mm. So my point is, y'all going to have to start taking that shit off.
Right.
Because it's not safe. It's not safe.
Definitely not safe.
Right? Because you wear some jeans, wear some Wranglers and shit. God going to understand. Wear some fucking Wranglers. Wear some fucking American shit.
Besides what?
The hijab, where you could just see your eyes and shit. But I always thought about that. How is that cool, man? I mean, like, you just see the woman's eyes. Does she have a problem with that? Think about that. You get to wear whatever the fuck you want to wear, and I just gotta wear this shit where you just see my eyes.
Well, what do you think that is?
I think those women want to, they come to America and they want to wear thongs and shit. They women.
Right.
They want to wear sexy shit. And you see American women out here with their ass out. You a woman too. And you here in America and you got to wear shit from head to toe, only your eyes. And your husband could wear what the fuck he want to wear.
And could smell how he wants to smell.
Which is usually like shit. That's another thing. You want to assimilate into American culture. We wash here, man. Dove. Irish Spring. Zest. We got a lot of shit here, man. Coast. We have a lot of shit here. And if you want to assimilate into American culture, wash your underarms, man. So you can blend in. Because if you on the train and you smelling like shit, we know you're not American.
Yo, you saw an incident on the train. There was a part of it you didn't tell me.
Duke smelled like shit. He cleared out the car. He had two underarms that was musk. I mean, full musk. Because they don't wash.
And this is during,
they'll tell you that.
This is during the fall, so these guys were dressed, right?
Yep. I don't know what kind of Indian this was, because they have the Sings with the turban, and that's how people get confused. They think they Muslims, but they not. So Money stepped to him and said, "Yo, Duke, you smell like shit, B." Which was right, because he cleared out the car. And I've learned that that's their religion.
Oh, shit.
But what religion would tell you not to wash? God want motherfuckers to smell like Dove, man.
Right.
He don't want musk, underarm smelling, clearing out the subway.
God, listen, he's not judgmental, but he's going to prefer you smell
like Irish Spring.
Not like a fucking giraffe cage.
Sweat. That's nasty. And
so I'm saying it's not going to dictate if you go to heaven or hell.
Right.
But you might not have a good seat if you smell like shit. Right?
Yo, whenever...
Yo, I've given two people gum. Three people gum. Now, I want to keep track of this. I gave... A waiter did it to him nice.
You gave it to him.
I gave a parking attendant guy when I was leaving the parking lot. Did it to him low, quiet, discreet. Didn't embarrass money, but I was like, yo,
Duke,
take a piece of gum. No, it's okay. Trust me, man. Yo, take a piece of gum. I told another dude, yo, you smoke cigarettes? He said, yeah. He was like, why? Do I smell? I said, yeah, your shit smells. And I gave him gum. In my car. You can't come in my car with a mouth that smells like shit.
Like you smoking cheese and shit.
Man.
What else you got, dog?
This is the I Am Rapport podcast coming live and direct from the Gloom Tomb in the Bronx. G Monetti, crack that window during these reads. So we could give the full New York effect.
It's open.
No, crack it good. Yeah. Yo, the Iron Rapport podcast is sponsored by Great Sneakers, the first sneaker brand from Brooklyn. Greats is a direct-to-consumer sneaker brand that is redefining the sneaker business. They eliminate the middleman to save the customer money, selling to you at greats.com. Marshawn Lynch just came out with the Beast Mode 2. The shit sold out.
Yep.
All black everything.
Nice.
Go to greats.com and save 20% using the promo code RAP. Yo, the Marshawn Lynch shit is dope. The Beast Mode sneaker, I fuck with that.
I love it.
Oh, man.
And we see this. Wait. Since you're talking football, you mentioned a football player, Peyton Manning, on some nationwide commercial shit, right?
My footballs are wobbling.
Exactly. My footballs are fluttering. You're not throwing shit. It's time to cut.
I can't throw the ball no more.
Yeah. I got benched the other day. So how are you a spokesman?
G Moody's the best.
How are you a spokesman if you're getting... So he need to be saying that shit now, right? As things change. I'm on the bench right now. Right?
I do not start anymore.
Right. Go ahead.
I'm a backup quarterback.
Exactamundo, man.
Yo, I don't really truly believe that. I believe that Peyton Manning will be back. And I think that he's damaged his by being tough and not revealing how injured he is. I think he's been injured. I think last year he had that injury at the end of the season, and I think he's trying to play through it, and I think it's probably like the Peyton Manning way is we don't discuss the injuries.
I got something.
Because just a few games ago, he caught his rhythm.
Brock Brock Osweiler got the job.
Brock Osweiler starts for me. I should shut this shit down. Yeah,
Kobe too.
Fuck.
Kobe missing
Bryant,
layups.
Kobe Bryant, come with me.
Kobe Bryant is missing layups.
Damn.
I love Kobe. Just say that again.
Kobe Bryant is missing layups? Get the fuck out of here. You never would have thought. Kobe's going to be all right.
All right.
We're going raw dog without a bag here. Live from the Gloom Tomb. Doing it. Give him some of that shit. Well, we play this funky shit right here. So what else, G Monetti?
Oh, you want to go back to what's not love, right? Let's backpedal back to that.
Go ahead.
What's not love is when your daughter or your son calls you and the ex forces them to hang up the phone on you.
Shit.
That is not love.
You animal, you. You and it could be you. A man or a woman, too.
Yeah, it could be a man doing that.
We're not saying this is a man. This is just a woman, by the way.
It could be a woman. Whenever that happens.
Man or woman.
That is not love. You have never been loved by that person. It's very clear.
That's good, G. Monet. See, we're writing this book. We all know what is love.
Right.
Flowers. Here's a gesture of love. 2 dozen red roses.
Off the cuff.
That's nice, right?
That shows that I care and love you enough to think about you.
Well, but what's not love, G. Monetti?
Is when you weaponize the kids.
Yeah. How so?
You turn them against. You make lies. You tell lies. You tell my little transgressions that are supposed to be between two adults. But you tell the child what I did.
Because you're an animal.
And you don't know what love is.
So that is not love.
Not love.
Mm.
We're rocking.
Yeah, we're going raw dog without a bag. My throat is, man, I gotta figure out a way. I can't continue to do a podcast with a broken, like a throat that doesn't work, man. What do you think of Trump?
Trump is
at this point.
From what he said, he gave the stats about black crime, which was wrong. They pointed out that stats was all wrong. He's on that. He's doing the same shit that they did. Anti-black propaganda to galvanize shit to get into the fucking White House. Bush did Willie Horton. Clinton did Sister Soldier. Remember? This guy had false information and had the image of a black gangbanger with false stats. FBI has came out and said that shit was wrong.
By who, Trump?
Trump. Anti-black propaganda. Fuck Trump. I said he's going to win the White House.
You think he's going to win?
Yeah. He's going to win. He's a front runner. What did I say? What was the campaign slogan? I hate the blacks and I hate the Hispanics and you do too.
Say it again.
I hate the blacks and I hate the Hispanics and you do too.
One more time.
I hate the blacks and I hate the Hispanics and you do too.
That's his fucking slogan.
That's it.
Trump is a motherfucker.
You can go back history. Anti-black propaganda.
Good shit, G. Monetti. You're on point today, man. Yeah. Really,
Who else can we get at?
Well, I could tell you one thing. That the underwear that I'm wearing, especially this time of year when the weather is like a little bit, it changes throughout the day.
Right.
I'm comfortable wearing Mack Weldon underwear, okay? Because number one, I'm in New York right now, and it is a New York City-based company that lives and breathes New York. I love the underwear. G. Monetti, It separates loaf from balls, church from state. It doesn't sweat. It doesn't breathe. It doesn't not let you breathe, but it doesn't let you breathe too much. That's the thing about a good underwear. It's got to be balanced.
Can't be tight.
And Mack Weldon has soft, comfortable, light materials. You could shop online or on your mobile device and check out in less than a minute. Mack Weldon wants you to be comfortable, look good. It's a perfect for the guy going for a run or the guy going on a run.
Yeah, on the run.
Use a promo code Rappaport, R-A-P-A-P-O-R-T, for 20% off your Mack Weldon underwear, socks, T-shirts, and underwear.
I need more Mack Weldon.
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah, good shit.
Well, what else you got to say for yourself, G. Monetti? My throat is
Golden State Warriors are winning the championship again. Yeah. Everybody else is playing for second.
So you think they're going to beat your tough
LeBron? See, certain teams you can't deal with.
Yeah.
When they the ball is moving all around and you have one of the great, you have the greatest shooter.
Yeah, I seen it. I agree. The greatest shooter ever in his prime.
You'll never be able to beat them guys.
They just feel like they have an air about them, too.
The ball is moving, man. That means, oh, ain't no chuckers, ain't no personalities on the team.
They get along, you could tell.
Yep, ain't no sucker shit on the team like, yo, I'm getting
and
mine.
And they seem like good guys, and that's why it works. I feel like they picked all good guys.
Yep.
No knuckleheads. This is what it feels like. Who knows? You never know.
It could be.
But it seems like they're all good guys. And their leader is the best.
Yeah.
Yo.
And basketball, since you're talking about
He could go down to be, this could be the first family of the NBA ever.
Yeah.
Steph Curry, brother, Seth Curry, wife, Aisha, daughter, Riley Curry. We know the whole family.
Yeah, that's right.
Father, Dell.
Yeah, Dale.
This is the first family of the NBA.
Yeah. And I like...
And I say good. I say good for the NBA. I feel good about leaving it in his hand. I have no reason to think elsewise.
That's right, yeah.
Elsewise? Elsewhere? Elsewise. That was right.
Yo, you say it, man. But now... We don't hear nothing about Rick Pitino. What are you waiting for, athletic department? What are you waiting for? You don't think he should be fired?
For taking underage boys, essentially. We say basketball players and we see these big 6'7" dudes and we forget that these are kids.
AD, what are you waiting for? What has to happen for him to get canned? Allegations of you getting prostitutes for recruits. Even allegations, you should be suspended. We don't hear nothing. But if I took a dollar from an alumni, I lose my scholarship. I lose everything. Fuck you. He's supposed to be gone. Right? And this is the leader of men, Mr. College. You a New York guy. I hate to do this to you. But right is right.
Do it.
Where's fucking Nolan Richardson?
You gotta
he can't
do
even
it.
Get arrested. Right. He won the championship. Where he at? Right?
Yo, that's a good point.
Where's Nolan?
Nolan
made a bitch about not getting paid as much as the football coach. He won the championship. They fired him.
And where is he now?
On some farm. His grill's always fucked up. It's always gonna be fucked up.
Who are you talking about?
Nolan Richardson.
Your shit is.
His shit is big. His face is like a plate. But that doesn't mean he's not a good guy. I got fucked up shit about me too. Right, Rap? You too. They call you a hook nose.
Oh, shit. The Iron Rapport podcast is sponsored by American Giant Clothing. American Giant, American-made sweatshirts, T-shirts, sweatpants, and the best hoodies ever made. Go to American-Giant.com and check out why we love all the clothes and activewear at American-Giant.com. From day one, they were the very first sponsor of the I Am Rapport podcast. It's the I Am Rapport podcast, and we are in the Gloom Tune. They call me the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the White Arsenio Hall, a.k.a. the hook-nosed Jew you love to hate.
Word.
Whew, man, that was funny, man.
What you got, bro?
I got a lot of mo. Yo, the American Giant t-shirts that people have been getting, the response has been what?
Oh, man. They love it just like we love it when we first put it on.
Yo, did we shout out the GoFundMe people?
Yeah, we did that.
Yo, all the GoFundMe people were the oxtail dinners. You know that, yo, what are you most looking forward to in the, part of the GoFundMe, we got to read the entire list.
Right.
But part of the GoFundMe, and I'm not going to say names right now, are four people paid for oxtail dinners with me and G Monetti.
Yeah. And I can't wait to make that for them.
What else are you going to make with the meal?
Oh, they're going to get soul food delicacies. The same shit I got when I was 15 or 14 with my mom.
I'm going to tell you, stop you right now. You're not even in your mother, Evelyn Moody's, stratosphere as a cook. Don't insult.
No.
Don't insult her like that,
nah,
my man.
No.
G's mother was on some shit.
Yeah. Down home.
With the pans. Miss Moody.
So how you think I don't have
ham hocks?
Macaroni and cheese.
The best macaroni and cheese.
Red rice.
Collard greens.
Lima beans. Sweet potato pie, banana pudding.
Chitterlings.
We stopped that shit, man.
But
you did get it. You got it on the tail end, motherfucker.
No pun intended. Tell them how your mom caught me.
You came into the crib. And
this is a story. 1983 at Gerald's house.
And
apartment.
4D.
Brownsville.
Brooklyn,
where?
Brooklyn, New York City.
More specific.
1560 Howard Projects. East New York Avenue. You came in and you dipped your hand in the pot of chitlins.
And your mom saw me.
And she caught you. She just happened to come around.
With my hand in the pot.
Right, and you had the little thing flapping in the wind.
Humiliating.
Yeah.
This is at 1:30 in the morning, and she says, do you want some, Mike? And yeah. I say, I'm so embarrassed. I drop the chitlin in the thing and go, no, and just walk out.
Yeah, you was fucked up.
But then she made me some anyway.
She made you a plate with that hot sauce.
At 1:30.
With that hot sauce.
In the morning.
And yeah. See, that's Southern shit. Right. Wherever you go into somebody's house in South Carolina, Virginia, North Carolina, the first thing they ask you, boy, you want to eat?
And that brings us back to that is love. That is the language of love. The language of not love in the same regard regarding food would be
a woman not even acknowledging that you brought somebody in here. See, whenever my pops brought friends in here in the crib, my moms would made it a point to ask him, have you eaten? But you see, that's because she loves her husband. But you get one that's not love, like you say. You don't get acknowledged. They don't come out of the room.
You animal.
Yeah. And
in
that's
the,
what you are.
Like locked in there like a pig head.
Yeah.
Shut the room door. Like, banging your fucking head against the door.
Yeah. And then when the person leaves.
Like
then
a pig in a hen.
Then you get all the fucking anger. Why is he here? You're late.
The girl sounds like
yeah.
Or the guy.
This
is for girls or guys.
Yeah, or the guy. Any terrorist you're dealing with.
Right. We're not just putting this on men, and we're not just putting it on women.
Any personal terrorist you're dealing with.
We're not pointing fingers. We're just talking vague for our book.
That's right.
What is not the language of love?
Love. That's for sure.
Whew, man, G-Monetti, man. Yo, tonight, when I'm done with the I Am Rapport podcast, no Bruno, I am going to go to sleep on my Casper mattress. Sleek new design bed is delivered directly to your doorstep in a small box. The Casper mattress is a sponsor of the I Am Rapport podcast. It's available in 6 sizes and has a 10-year full warranty. It's made and stitched right here in the United States. Free 2 to 5 day shipping within the United States and Canada. Casper is so confident in the mattress that it'll return it after 100 nights of you sleeping on it.
Damn.
Farting on it.
Freaking
off.
But what they do with that when they return that shit?
They'll either donate it or recycle it.
Oh, you got to recycle. Look at all that skeet on that shit.
Go to Casper right now and save $50 using the promo code Rappaport, R-A-P-A-P-O-R-T. That's funny.
But yo.
Let me finish reading.
Okay.
Casper.com. Yo, it's the official mattress of the I Am Rapport podcast.
Yes, yes. Sleep number is weak, B.
I was on
a sleep number in Baltimore at a hotel, and I thought I was hyped. They had that old computer shit. You're like, right? The bed going up, the fucking feet going down.
That shit didn't work. What the fuck was going on?
Yeah, that shit don't work. It's just a bunch of, it's like bells and whistles. Like, oh, look at my bed. It's going up. It's going down. But you still fucked up in the morning.
Mm.
Your back's still creaking.
Mm-hmm.
But when we on that Casper,
mm-mm-mm,
it's form-fitting. It knows my back is fucked up.
Yes. Yes.
You know.
Yes.
So fuck sleep number.
So one of the revelations of watching football the other day with G Moody,
yeah,
on Thanksgiving, is that we come to the conclusion, G Monetti.
Yeah,
why don't you announce us about Tony Dungy? That he is a spitting image.
He's the Black David Rappaport, which is Michael Rappaport's father,
and he is a true. Think of a 6'1" Larry David, Woody Allen, 82-year-old.
Yes. And
Disco Dave Rappaport.
And if you saw him and then you look at Tony Dungy, it's the black version. Same head, same nose, same face, same eyes, same skull. Crazy.
What do you mean by skull? You said it's so...
Same cranium.
My father has an enormous head.
Look at Tony.
Yeah. G Monetti...
What's up?
Your head looks good. You said you've been using this.
I use them razors.
The Icon razors? You use it on your head?
Like I said, I do my head in the shower. No Bruno. You know, no.
I got you.
Yeah.
And?
That razor is clean.
Icon razor.
Icon. I love it.
I love the way it looks.
Because I go backwards. I go against the grain.
Right.
And that razor is it's a well-made razor. It's not like the big shit I used to buy from Rite Aid. And all that.
This is that Italian well-made shit. Old school shaving cream,
yep,
shaving butter, all kinds of manly shaving products. This is a good brand, this Icon.
Absolutely.
Because your head is shining and your beard... You got it shaped up and trimmed.
All my shit looks fresh,
You
babe.
Look good. You see my shit, right? And that's a nice, close shave.
You don't
shave.
Look good, nigga. But you do, all right.
The Icon razor got me looking clean.
Got you looking good. Like, you know zebra what head out this motherfucker.
You know what else I like about the razor? Is that it's a... It gets a deep shave, so in the morning, you almost don't need to shave again. That's what I like about it. And I think that has something to do with the Icon shaving cream.
Yep. Yep. I use it, man. Because I used to just use the suds from the soap.
Right, we know.
But then that was some wild shit. That was some savage shit. So then Icon, you hooked me up with that. Then I just started lathering my shit up in the shower, and I was like, oh, what?
Yo, I like these products. Icon razors, Icon shaving cream. When you're checking out, mention I Am Rappaport Podcast and receive a free gift with each order, all right? Icon razors, IKONRAZORS, and mention I Am Rappaport Podcast and you're going to receive a free gift with each order.
Who else? What are the other
There's so much.
Let's keep going.
I have no problem. It's just my throat is fucked up, man.
Let's make it fucking funny.
Yo, the other day when I was at Gary Delabonte's house for the Stern Show Fantasy League.
Right.
And I forgot to share this with him. But I was looking at, listening to a clip on the radio for Creed, which I'm going to talk about soon.
Okay.
And it was the sound of a punching bag. You know, a punching bag goes da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. I kept hearing the punching bag in my head after the commercial go, baba da baba da baba da booey. Baba da baba da baba da baba booey. Baba da 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 boo. You know when they hit it at the end? Baba da baba da baba da baba da booey.
Yeah.
This was stuck in my head. Baba da booey. Baba da baba da
booey. You kicked his ass too, right?
Kicked his fucking ass. Well, I haven't played him. Actually, he beat me the one time I played him. But it was a great day at Fafa Fui's house. And when I go on the Stern wrap-up show, I think sometimes people can't really tell if I'm fucking around or not. I love Fafa Fui. Mama Monkey. Tata Toothy. I love them.
You're right. Good people.
Great people. The salt of the earth.
That's right.
But when we're in between those lines over there on the Stern show, you're an ape. You're a fucking gorilla. And you'll always be a monkey. And that's how you will be treated. You monkey you.
Yeah.
But it's all out of love.
Right.
Fa fa fooey. Ba ba booey. Ba 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 booey. Ba ba woo ba ba booey. Ba ba booey. Fa fa fooey. Fa 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 fa. So the Truey app is something, when we run out of topics... Gerald was at a business meeting the other day.
Yeah.
Brought it out. When you need something to say, something to talk about, conversation starter, the Truey app, T-R-U-E-E-Y, which right now is only available on your Mac device, your iPhone, is good. And all you do is you open it up, and it asks you questions, and you answer yes or no. Like the first question I see right here. If Jeb Bush wants to be president, he should lobby to be Chris Christie's VP. That's one, that guy's one donut away from a massive event. See, not everybody on Truey is good. Here, I've had bed bugs. Yes. Have you, G. Moody?
No.
It's terrible. Getting rid of bed bugs is a fucking nightmare. Yeah. I thought we had bed bugs. Oh, yeah, the fucking neighbor had him next door to the gloom tomb.
Oh.
And we had to clean all our shit up. Dirty fuck.
Wow.
He was a hipster French guy.
Yeah, hipster motherfuckers. Bring that shit over.
He had it in his fucking beard, probably.
Yeah. Shave your shit, B.
So this is why I like the Truey thing. So now we can talk about this guy, the bed bugs, on the next episode. Sometimes I go longer than a week without washing my bed sheets. You're a fucking animal, that's why. I don't do that. Chinese food or Mexican food? Answer, G. Monetti. You take both. These.
I like both of them motherfuckers. What? Mexican, they got good shit, man.
Chinese bad too. Breath is definitely at the top of the turnoff list.
Of course.
Yes. You taste like shit.
Yeah.
You're an animal. 12% of those people said no. 12% of the people on Truey said that bad breath wasn't part of the turnoff. So you those, like that?
Those are those freaks. Those are those freaks that do all kind of shit.
Anything. This is why I like the Truey app. I'll do one more question on the Truey app. I'd rather own a gun and not need one than need a gun and not have one. Yeah, I say that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I like the Truey app. See, it starts good conversation and...
sparks things.
If I had a voice to talk, I would...
Shut it down, brother.
Well,
Oh, you got
the
something
thing else. That you know what I was thinking? Because Christmas is coming up, and I'm trying to get gifts for people, unusual gifts that they'll use, and TuneIn Radio is a fucking app that I would gift to people.
Yep.
It's $7.99 a month. It's the app you need for all things audio. With TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single NFL game. What guy wouldn't want that? For $7.99 a month, you get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month. It's a great gift idea. You get it for your boyfriend, your husband, your boss, your kids. All the I Am Rapport podcast is on there.
Yep.
All kinds of shit. 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium.
I love it.
I think it's a great gift. This is a new segment. Gerald, you're really bringing a lot to the table today.
Oh, for sure.
This is a Gerald Moody segment he's come up with. Basically, it's celebrity couples
that we would like to see.
And that we will never see. But Gerald Moody has some questions and answers.
I'd like to see Aaron Rodgers with the brat. Or Jay Cutler with Patra. Or who's another good quarterback? Who would you like to see? I gave you two.
I want to see Tom Brady and Moni Love.
Word. Yeah.
Moni Love hasn't aged. Moni Love looks good.
Damn.
You think
good.
That she has a shot with Tom Brady?
I want to see Rashida with Drew Brees.
Drew Brees.
Rod Digger.
With Eli Manning?
Because we always see the other way. We see these guys with the white broads, right? So why not have the prominent white quarterbacks and the white players with the prominent entertainers?
Right.
Black women.
Right.
Who else we have?
I mean, there's
Eli and who?
Is it only quarterbacks? Can we do like quarterbacks really kind of exemplify
the prominent players who get the most
Drew Brees with?
Oh, I said Drew Brees with Patra.
Oh yeah, he's with Patra now.
No, we saw Eli. Who's another?
Well, you already had Peyton.
Eli with Remy Ma. Remy Martin.
Yes, Remy Ma.
See him up there.
What about Peyton Manning? He's already locked up with Yo-Yo.
Yo-Yo, yeah.
That's Yo-Yo's man.
Yeah.
You know Yo-Yo. She fuck with Peyton and them.
Yeah. We need to see shit like that.
You mean Yo-Yo from She Can't Hang With My Yo-Yo? Yeah, her.
Yolanda.
You can't play with my Yo-Yo. Her.
And she with Peyton.
They've been together for 4 years. They got two kids.
That's right. That's right.
You don't see that. You know, you
and what about, speaking of kids, cornerback for the New York Jets, Antonio Cromartie has 12 kids.
Break it down.
His salary is exorbitant now. You know, Woody Johnson is paying him well. But what happens when that exorbitant salary gets deduced? How will you take care of all them kids? Because once the salary
goes,
they're
not from one mama, right?
Right. It's eight different women.
Damn.
So how?
Time out. He has 12 kids with eight different women?
Yeah.
Do I need to fact check that? Because that's against
somebody
everything.
Will fact check that. But it's in that neighborhood.
Okay, so
he's crazy with it.
Wait. So you're not confirming or denying that it's
I know he got 12.
With eight moms.
It ain't one.
All right, somebody needs to fact check that for us, please. We're requesting a fact check from the fans.
But there's one thing.
We don't fact check.
But there's one thing. When that salary go, you got to pay a lot of them women, man. And when they don't get that money that they got when Woody Johnson was paying you, then they become weapons. You see?
Yes.
Unless they love you.
Right.
Unless they love you, then they are compassionate to your situation.
But the motherfuckers who only want money are going to drag you in court. And then you're going to see that unfair sucker ass judge who don't give a fuck about you or your situation. And he want to put you, he or she, going to put you under. So you got to, Antonio, try to transition when you get out of the league.
Start now.
Try to transition to a woman.
Oh, shit.
To get ready for that court.
That's the only way to win.
Yeah, because you're not going to meet the black judge, Cut Him Loose Bruce.
Right.
Remember Cut Him Loose Bruce Wright? He told people, whatever you can do, stay away from this shit.
From this judge?
Particularly black people. Stay out of the court.
Why, he was no joke?
He cut motherfuckers loose. Because he saw how rigged it was. And he wrote a book about it. Bruce Wright. Judge Bruce Wright.
I got to check that out.
Cut Him Loose, Bruce.
Mm. Is that the book of the week?
That's the book of the week.
Break it down. This is the first ever I Am Rapport podcast book of the week.
Judge Bruce Wright. His nickname was Cut Him Loose, Bruce. Because he saw how unfair it was.
What was his nickname?
Cut Him Loose, Bruce. So, everybody, check him out and stay out of court. Or if you go to court, put the wig on, get the stockings, and let him know. Put yourself at the mercy of that judge.
Right.
Because he's unfair by nature.
Right. Right. Do the best you can, because you're still going to get something with the wig on and the American Apparel
right.
cotton dress. You're going to look like shit.
But at least he'll look at you different.
At least he'll have to think twice before castrating you.
Yeah, like, yo.
Financially.
Let me see what's going on with him.
They want to castrate you financially, these right. fucking animals.
Yeah. You can't tell him any story. They cut you off.
Financial castration.
Right.
That's what they want
to
do.
But I want to talk to them judges right now, Rap. Are you a man? When you look at me, what you see? You think me and you the same.
Right.
Me and you are the same.
You're beyond this?
I got kids. You think I don't love my kids? You think this woman is normal? You think I'm fucked up? Look at me as a human being, as a man.
Well, what's underneath that robe, Judge?
A dick pump. One judge had a pump. And they disbarred his ass.
A dick? Wait.
Well, he had his shit pumped. Like he had a dick pump. That's what they call it. Where he had some shit where he was squeezing it, getting his shit rocked.
I never heard of this.
Yeah, one of them, they disbarred his ass.
He was doing it while he was up there?
While he was up there.
Damn.
Giving verdicts. See, this is what men got to deal with. Judges with dick pumps. Under the robe.
Time Magazine, whose reputation is that of a good magazine, is done. It's Us Weekly. It's the National Enquirer. Because they tweeted who should be Person of the Year. Caitlyn Jenner or Kim Kardashian.
Jesus.
Time Magazine used to be one of the staple magazines. Time, Life. Now you're a shit rag.
It's hipster motherfuckers running this shit. They changed.
How could that even be a conversation? Are we really in that bad of a state? Are we really in that bad of? I mean, nobody is more intriguing to be the person of the year besides. How are they even in the conversation? How are they even in the top 10?
What justifies Caitlyn being?
Nothing.
Or what justifies Kim? Nothing, right?
More than nothing.
Right? Just showing her ass, literally. Caitlyn changing into a woman. That justifies woman of the year? I mean, or person of the year? What about motherfuckers that discovered cures for shit? Ronda Rousey should be woman of the year, even though she got her ass kicked. But prior to that, she should be woman of the year. Or Serena Williams, person of the year. Richard Williams. For the fact that he raised these motherfuckers, right? He raised these, he made them tennis stars, and he don't know shit about tennis. That's the person of the year.
Oh, shit.
That's that, the person of the year.
That shit is funny, G.
Right or wrong, right?
That's right.
What's more difficult?
That's good.
In a teeming ghetto, gangs everywhere, and you manage to raise and teach tennis to your daughters, and you don't know tennis, and they become the world's greatest of all time. Shouldn't he get some kind of accolades?
Something.
And you give this motherfucker, see? It's all bullshit, right?
Yeah, Time Magazine, shame on you.
Fuck y'all.
Just say fuck them. In the immortal words of Al Goldstein.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, Time Magazine.
Word.
Fuck you. Or, as we say, you get a wigger, please.
Yeah.
Wigger, please, Time Magazine.
That's for sure.
Al Goldstein had the fuck you, and we have the wigger, please. It has nothing to do with race, creed, or color.